This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Governor Jared Polis issued a mass pardon for people with past convictions for psilocybin. CPR's Chiara Damari reports the move is similar to his pardons for cannabis conviction from 2020.
The governor announced the pardon on stage at the 2025 Psychedelic Science Conference in Denver. The pardon applies to people 21 and older and only for minor convictions that wouldn't apply under Colorado's new psilocybin laws.
Granting these pardons is an important step forward, of course, for the individuals. We'll now have this cleared from their record, but also to really acknowledge the error in public policy that led to their conviction, creating a more just system to break down barriers and help them move on with their lives.
Polis said the pardons would include only a handful of people and is encouraging local jurisdictions to follow suit, saying most psilocybin-related convictions are at the local level. Reporting from the Colorado Convention Center, I'm Chiara Damari, CPR News.
Negotiations between Safeway and workers are ongoing as the strike that started over the weekend continues. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Grocery workers in Grand Junction, Pueblo, Littleton, Estes Park, Castle Rock, and Fountain are striking to fix what they call understaffing and for better health and retirement benefits. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union has been negotiating with Safeway and parent company Albertsons on a new contract for 7 months with no deal. More stores could go on strike at any time. The union isn't giving advance notice of which stores will strike and is instead posting updates on Facebook.